who is our NGS agent with some gardens open within our region for the forthcoming month of July, which, according to weather guru Ian Curry, is likely to be very hot and, well, summery-like, heaven forbid. So, hello, Jeff.
Hello, good morning, Jean and Joe. How are you both, okay?
Yeah, we're both okay, I think.
We're fine.
Good morning. I'm sorry to say Ian's forecast isn't working for me in Seaford today.
Oh.
It's a heavy mist, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Looking pretty grim, but still very warm.
It'll be okay with this afternoon.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, so July is upon us already. I can't believe when we started chatting to you, we were looking at gardens open, I think, in February and March.
I know. The year has just disappeared.
It's just whistling by, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where are we going to first?
Okay, we're going to have a look in northeast Hampshire. We've got East Wildham Gardens, which are opening on Saturday and Sunday the 27th and 28th of July between 2 and 6. They're 2.5 miles southeast of Alton. £5 admission, children free, with teas in the East Wildham Village Hall. It's described as a honeypot of gardens and is actually returning to the Yellow Book after a 10-year absence. There are three gardens, Selborne, Silver Birches and Old Hop Kilns. So get yourself along to East Wildham at the end of the month. Over in Surrey, we've got two gardens. The first is Culver Keys, which is opening on Sunday the 14th between 2 and 5, and it's at 28 Longdown Lane North near Yule, admission £3. Described as a well-stocked and romantic, somewhat secret garden on the edge of Epsom Downs and owned by a keen plantswoman. Lots of meandering paths past borders planted to capacity with interesting and unusual plants. And then the second in Surrey is at 48 Woodmanston Lane, Wallington, 4.5 miles northeast of Banstead, opening on Sunday the 21st of July between 12:30 and 4:30, admission £4. It's approximately a third of an acre and it's part of a small holding built around the original orchard's remaining fruit trees with bold, curvy designs softened by sumptuous palette of perennials and grasses. Then you can pop into the secluded kitchen garden and enjoy tea by the chicken run. Sounds fabulous. And then over to Sussex now, which is my own part of the world. We've got Paul and Fran Thornton's garden, which is open at Mill House, Mill Lane, High Salvington, which is 3 miles north of Worthing. That's opening on the 21st of July between 2 and 5, admission £3.50. Lovely homemade teas in a pretty chalk garden situated on the South Downs with a tranquil contemporary courtyard through to a rear garden with raised beds, woodland, shade and a bog garden, and a small alpine garden. Then we've got quite a special event that's taking place at Nyman's in Hand Cross, which is 4 miles southeast of Crawley. This is an evening opening on Friday the 19th of July between 5 and 8, £10 admission for adults, 5 for children. The price reflects the fact that you've got jazz in the garden with swing time music from the 30s and 40s. So a perfect evening to take a picnic along and listen to some great music. Then on the 13th and 14th of July, Dr. and Mrs. Winskill's garden at Orchard House, which is in Staplefield Road, 1 mile west of Cookfield, is open, admission £4, large family garden with greenhouses, herbaceous borders, a small a North American prairie meadow, which people will find quite interesting, and more importantly for kids, a children's play area. And then to close the list today, and finally my own garden, Driftwood, at 4 Marine Drive in Seaford, will open twice for the NGS in July. It'll open this coming Tuesday and on Sunday the 21st, both 11 to 5. Recently featured in a National Sunday newspaper, and yesterday it was in a National Newspaper's online magazine with some 360-degree shots, which looks quite good.
Very good.
Admission will be £3.50. My own homemade tea and cakes with light lunch. It's a clearly sign from the A259 between Seaford and New Haven. And these words that are following are not mine. They're words from the judges that came and judged it last year. A bright beach-inspired plot that fully embraces its location with imaginative planting, cleverly combining rusted metal features with the landscape, densely packed, no exposed soil, home to over 400 different plants and shrubs in coastal gravel beds.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, hope some of your listeners will find their way to one of the gardens that are open close to them next month. If anyone can't wait for my two openings, my garden will be opening its gate in 5 minutes for St Wilfrid's Hospice in Eastbourne when we're open till 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, let's hope the mist in Seaford clears.
Well, let's hope it does. But having said that, Ian's optimistic forecast for July sounds good. So today aside, hopefully we're going to get some good weather.
Oh, we won't knock it, all right. It's good to have you on, Jeff. People can find out more about the NGS by looking at the website.
They can. It's www.ngs.org.uk. That's www.ngs.org.uk. If you don't have a computer, make a call 01483 211 535. That number again is 01483 211 535. 211-535. Okay.
Thank you.
See you next month.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Cheers.
That's
bye.
Jeff Stonebanks, who's our NGS correspondent. Let's stick with seafood for our next email.